Hosea chapter 12, verse number 13. Are you guys with me? It says, by a prophet, and we'll be finished this now. By a prophet. By a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. And by a prophet, Israel was preserved. When God sends a prophet to a nation, when God, I'm speaking now not of small prophets or anything, I'm speaking of somebody that carries the office of a prophet. When you walk, this angel, when they walk, this angels surround them. They can say, if they can, we have this saying, we talk like this, you will know if you're a prophet, if you can kill somebody by your words. Okay, then you're a prophet. And God will do it because you're a prophet. That person can be the greatest worship leader. You know, remember, it says, touch not my anointed. How many of you are anointed in this place? Okay. Okay, so touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. That word harm is like, even if you just sit and look and you just, you know, you're just like, you know, let's say you're a prophet and somebody's walking past you and they're just walking past you and you just don't like the way they're walking and you just feel harmed in your heart. Okay, that's how close God is to his prophets. This is Bible. This is authority. This is Bible. Okay. Others will say no, but you know. Anyway, this is Bible, and this is what many of the culture in South Africa, especially under the white, they've become incredibly familiar. Hence the stop of the move of God. There was a revival 20 years ago, but now they've become familiar. No more. Let's just throw away the titles. But Paul says, I'm Paul, an apostle. Da 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 da. If you go to your doctor, you'll say, Doctor Buerta, doctor this, doctor that. But I will not call him a pastor. You know, I will not call him a prophet. But the thing is, God does. And you don't. So, and that's why the move of God got stopped. 20 years ago, there was a revival in this nation. Where a big revival. And listen, God will do it to bring an end to a move. Because the same time Ichabod was there, when Ichabod was there, the same time Samuel was born, which speaks of Kapot. So when the glory, the latter and the former glory, when the former glory ends, the same time the latter glory is born and it's coming forth, which means that even as that time and that end of a move of God is coming to an end, at the same time another move is being born. And I promise you that you'll be a part of it if you're part of this church. I have no doubt in my mind. Okay? That's why people can come around me and their gifts gets activated. They can come around me. All of a sudden they can prophesy. All of a sudden they can lay hands on the sick and they can get healed. So nothing of me. They even do more than what I do. But because there's importation, God is beginning to do something. Okay, we'll take over Centurion. We'll take over the city. Once we're in this building. Listen, but it's going to take you and I to get working, to get equipped, get trained, get in school of discipleship, get into home cells, plant a home cell, get close to the leadership, get close to me, get close to, and get anointed. And nothing will be impossible. You see Stefania praying for the sick. He sins more than any person here. But he prays for the sick and they're getting delivered. Why? It's because of grace. It's got nothing to do with us. It has no participation from our side. You cannot act righteous, be holy. In fact, when you do it, nothing will flow. Are you guys with me? So the only sinless one that there is Jesus Christ. Otherwise, it is grace. Grace is a scandal. It is unfair. It makes no sense. It is corruption in heaven. It is spiritual nepotism. It is God favoring one and not the other. Just because he can and he wants to. Amen. So, when we started sowing into Prophet Angel's life, listen, my wife and I, this is a man we will take 100,000 to. At his feet. And he's got billions in the bank account. It makes no sense. Are you guys with me? I could have given it to the poor, like Judas would say. Okay? But the poor he will always have with you. The poor will just, that money will be gone in a week. Okay, and I think I did something wrong. I got to get nothing, but at least here I get an anointing. So when I sow into the anointing, I get that anointing. That's what my wife and I did. We do 100,000. We come from London. You were here end of last year. We emptied our account, emptied the ministry account. I gave it to him because I understand something about giving. And I'm not saying now to give tonight to him. I don't believe he's going to take up offer. I don't know what's going to happen. But I said to him, I make it open to him. Listen, there's not one man on the planet right now that can phone me and say, I want to be there tonight, and that I'll say, that I'll change it with. Not one man on the planet. Benny Hinn can call now. Okay, he won't, but I mean, he can, he might because of some things that I know, like, okay. The man got hit financially very bad, you know, and we need to pray for him. But, I mean, let's say he phones, I'd say no. There's not one man that carries what Prophet Angel will be carrying tonight. He's, you know, and he has many titles, and he lives up to those titles. I think he has 3 degrees. He has PhD. He has doctorates. He has 3 degrees in finances. He's, like I said, he's got his own bank. He's got, we're part of that with him, and so apart from even just the prophetic, he actually doesn't like to prophesy, but he will if you put it out of him. But he loves to flow in business and finances and making people rich. That's what he likes, okay? I think he showed me his one account, his South African account, and he's got many other accounts. He's South African, like, that's just the spare account. And it had like 400 million. That was just the play one. That's the South African one. That's not the UK one. That's not the US one. That's not, you know, but I mean, I'm just explaining to you that when God entrusts somebody with finances, you know, the anointing is upon them. But you'll feel him walk. You'll feel him. If you're spiritual, you'll feel him stop right here at the bottom. So he came walking with us. I took him to the building and it took him through the whole building, the new church. And he was prophesying and said, how are we going to be too full? There's going to be no place very soon. And he said, you need to rebuild it in this way so that you can get more people in, and then you go multiple services. And, you know, and again, he's a prophet. So if he's not going to stand afterwards and greet everyone, he doesn't do that. He's in and he's out. Okay, because I think he's flying back tomorrow or something. So yeah, and it won't be the last time that he's coming. So say with me, by a prophet, Israel was preserved. Your preservation comes through the prophetic, okay? And especially by a prophet. I have made sure that I aligned myself with prophets. I have made it sure that obviously my spiritual father is also a prophet. And I have just made that thing one sure. People can say out there whatever they want, but I've made myself sure to align myself with something. And God has aligned us with that. So I want to just close off with this. I wonder if I should read this or not. Let me read this and then I'm going to take up an offering. This is not the offering message, by the way. But I just want to read this story to you. Go to 2 Kings chapter number 4, verse number 1. And we'll finish now in the next 5 minutes. 2 Kings chapter number 4, verse number 1. It says, a certain woman of the wives of the sons of prophets. Listen, a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets cried out to Elisha saying, your servant, my husband. So Elisha was not the only prophet there, because there were sons of prophets. He says, your servant, my husband is dead. No, go back. And you know that your servant feared the Lord. Listen, this man feared the Lord. It says, and the creditor is coming to take my 2 sons to be a slave. Fearing God will not make you rich. This man feared God and he was poor. Are you guys with me? This man feared God and he still died. So there's somewhere something. So it says, and the creditor is coming to take my 2 sons to be a slave. Next verse. So Elisha said to her, what shall I do for you? Say with me, what shall I do for you? So if he's a prophet, why is he asking that? He should know. That's what we all say. Prophets doesn't always know. They ask, what do you want? What can I do for you? What shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have? Then he said, tell me, what do you have in your house? The prophet is asking, saying, Elisha is saying, listen here, this woman said her husband is dead. She has no money. He said, what shall I do for you? What do you have in your house? And she said, your maidservant has nothing in the house but a jar of oil. Next verse. Then he said, go borrow vessels. Say with me, go borrow vessels. A true man of God will first put you into debt before prosperity comes. Check there. Don't like it. Okay. I'll put you into, and I would empty my credit cards and just sow it at the right people's feet that I know, or where a vision is, where something with God is happening. Because I know, listen, when we plant a work or a church like this, and please, what the hell? When we plant a work like this, what God is doing, my wife and I, we take a lot of beating. We have to find out strategies, how to protect my children on a Sunday. We have to, you know, if I travel, if I'm away, we had how many times we had coming to my wife just now again, they tried to come in. We had one time, we had 7 people with guns coming first to my house, to my front door. Just by God, I would have left my family alone at home. I would have gone to Cape Town, but something just felt I should take them with. And I took them with. And usually when I travel, you don't really have money. Go to poor churches and they put you in like some little room. I mean, you can't even lie on the bed. And you got some naked girl walking through the room because the bathroom is there. And you're like, Jesus, what's happening? And I don't go alone. I take Stefan with, okay? It's just...
That's what I'm saying.
So we've had some... We've had some experiences. So, you would eat food and you're like, after that one bite, you're just like, and you have to, and then people are, oh, you like it? Give more. And I'm thinking, dear Jesus, I just want to be in a hotel, you know? But, and I took my family, somehow we were given money that I can take my family, we could have gone to a hotel. So we went to a hotel. And as we were in a hotel that night, you traced it, you're with me, and found the people right in front of my house, or like right in front of my house, in a complex. And then the next Sunday they came to the church, or the Sunday after they came to the church with guns, 7 of them. The pastor is afraid, can't even preach on Sunday. I'm standing, the presence of God is all over, the man is standing behind me. His 9-year-old daughter gives him the gun in the bathroom, he cocks it in the bathroom. He comes to me. Presence of God is all over me. I do not fear man. And I do not fear guns. I do not fear these things. Because if you shoot me, it's instant glory for me.
Yes.
If it will happen, you'll be able to get it right, it will be instant glory. But there's power inside of me and inside of you that can explode bullets. I promise you. That with a very gun they would kill you, they'd kill themselves. Are you guys with me? So there's purpose, there's grace. I know what God has given me. Why, you know, some preachers are saying, God has given me centurion. I'm like, whatever, you hear me say that. And I didn't think that. And it's not because somebody else can't have centurion. It's just a revelation that God has given me of my measure of authority. That's all. And when I speak of that, I'm not saying nobody else can have, I'm not saying that. But the thing is, people say little things just because it sounds nice. And they hear it from me. I do dream interpretation. Guess what? They first all attack me. Next 2 weeks, I'm like, I'm here. They're preaching dream interpretation. I'm thinking these guys, you know. Anyway, so I love them, and what I want to say is that with that authority, listen. If you connect yourself with this, if you give into this vision, and many of you have given already, okay? I've seen it come in and we put it allocating to the correct account, and we want to thank you so much, but it's not enough. and it's not like we, you know, I don't know why God does it. It's not, I'm like, God, please, you know, I worked it out January. I remember January, I said, okay, if I can save 40,000 a month from the church, by the end of the year, 4 times 12, we'll have 500,000. So that's kind of like a deposit, so we can look at moving in 2 years' time in here. And then January, I found myself saying, this year we'll have a new building. I prophesied it from the pulpit. But it's something I wish I didn't say that. It just happened. It just took place. And so then it happened. So we found a building. And um, And I'm like, we have no savings because the church started too soon. We are 4 months old. We have just, I haven't had a car for a year. I just got that sorted out. We, you know, it's like, so I was thinking if I just didn't buy that car, I could have taken out a loan and put it into use. That's how you think. But it's also good for the people to become part of a vision. Are you guys with me? To become part of a vision, because that'll be your house. And listen, just people that are sitting here, this will just be the core group. This is small. When I say it's small, it'd be small. It's small, 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 okay? And you can be part of something great that God is going to do. It is going to be great. It is going to be massive. When I do things, I do them big. And my guys will tell you, for us to pull 1,000 people is easy. When we did on counter nights, we did close to 1,000 easy. Didn't break a sweat. It was easy. Church is different, obviously, because you're building. That was an encounter, a crusade, but it's easy, those things. So it's, again, it's a grace given to us. And there's certain graces that's in my life. One of them is finances as well, which means that I don't have businesses, but there's just a way that it comes to me, that God looks after me. I don't even know why. I will say to my wife, and we'll lie in bed, and I'll say, I just don't know how this is happening, you know. But it's because of purpose and call. Get connected with this purpose. I promise you, your life will be changed. Your family will have peace. It might not happen overnight, but you'll, after a year, you'll realize, but my God, check how my family has changed. Check how much peace. And then people still want to leave. They want to like, let me just leave. Listen, I'm not the healer. I'm not the deliverer. I'm not the changer. It's God's presence. So I can't do anything for you. But I do know that those who get connected with this vision, you get connected also by your finances. And like I said, those who can't give, maybe you can give in your skills or something like that. But I do know this, that, you know, we were speaking and people only give what they are asked. It's unfortunately just like that. If I have to say to you now, okay, listen here, there's an offering basket there, the door you can throw in there. No one of you will give. I promise you, I've seen some pastors, they try to be humble. One of my pastor friends, he's like, no, Leon, you know, I haven't taken up an offering, but now I put it by the door and just, I said, how much are you taking up? He's like, 300, 400 a week. I said, listen. I said, listen, maybe he's not, it's not mine. Okay, so you need to, we need to be challenged with that revelation, catch that revelation. I caught the revelation of giving me. I am not a pastor that stands here and preaching to you to give, and I'm not giving, and then you give me, and then I'm saying, hey, the Lord bless me, look at what I got, because that comes from you. No, I don't do that. I give crazy. Probably almost more than anybody here. Almost, okay? So, and I have probably less than everybody here. So, But what I'm saying is, that's what, when I gave my car away, brand new car, to the guy that preached here, my friend, my wife, I said to my wife, listen, God said I must give the car away. We have a child and everything. I did it. She said, do it. She always trusts me in that. I gave the car away. For a year, we had not one car. I said to the welcome visitors, we plant this church. You guys don't know. We don't have a car. My team, Stefan picks me up, drops me off. Picks me up, drops me off. Gave my car away. Brand new car. I still had to pay that car off, by the way. Okay. So, but I had to do it. And when we do those things, it's like the most incredible peace comes on us. And God said, I had to do it. Then I sold another 500,000, all our savings, everything we had. And I took a little bit out of debt for what God was going to do with the church. And then we had the church planted, and things just happened. When we planted this church, we did not plant it because we were wealthy or rich. Or it just, some people bought car, the keys, and said, they sell my car. Money came in. This one had a dream about me and woke up that we're not even friends with me and just say, oh, God said I must give this money. That's how it worked. When it's God's purpose and when it's His plan. Go borrow vessels. I'm not saying go get debt now. I'm just saying, you know, sometimes people, you know what is the biggest thing? Many people give to church and they feel it and they see their finances go down. And they say, yeah, but you know, God isn't there. No. God will first put us in debt, and then the enemy will, we're not saying put in debt like, please don't get me wrong, please spiritual right now, okay? It's like the enemy will come against you. You'll feel like nothing is happening before breakthrough comes. Because go borrow vessels from everywhere, from all your neighbors, say all your neighbors, which means that even everybody else had empty vessels, so they all were poor. So there was a drought in the whole place. When a prophet comes to a town or a city, a true prophet, like Elisha, like Elijah, like Prophet Angel, and please go YouTube his videos if you want to see, but if you want to see the real deal, be here tonight. Now, he will only release a certain measure because we're still small, okay? The prophets are sent to a city because when there is a drought, God does not give you a new season. God gives you a prophet. That's how it works. That is how it works. From all your neighbors, empty vessels. Do not gather just a few. Go get a lot. Next verse. And when you have come in, you shall shut the door behind you and your sons. Then pour it into all those vessels and set aside the full ones. But wait. Did it say that go get the oil from the prophet to pour it in? Where does this woman get the oil? She had nothing. Now he says, get it in and then pour the oil into all the vessels. But she has nothing. Because as she was pouring, it would just come out. It's called prophetic instruction. It looked impossible and it looked ridiculous. You're telling me I must take one empty vessel and put it into another? Yes, just do it. It's a prophetic instruction. And it goes on to all those vessels and set aside the full ones, which speaks of it. This scripture speaks of how you handle your finances. Okay, next verse. So she went from him and shut the door behind her and his sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured it out. Next verse. Now it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said to her son, bring me another vessel. And he said to her, there is not another vessel. Say these words with me. Say, so the oil ceased. Say it again. Say, so the oil ceased. When your capacity is stopped or limited, you cannot receive anymore. When she stopped getting empty vessels, the oil stopped. Are you guys with me? I can take this in business or I can take it in our spiritual lives. But if our capacity isn't big enough to receive, the oil will stop. The flow of the oil will stop. The flow of the anointing will stop. The flow of finances will stop. I must increase vessels. I tell my people all the time, register businesses, do this, do that, create that avenue. Create a vessel for God to pour in some oil. But as soon as you will stop it, the oil is going to stop. So the oil ceased. Next verse. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, go sell the oil and pay your debt. So she had to go into debt. Are you guys with me? Yes. And you and your sons live on the rest. Next verse. Okay, no, that's it. So can we give just Jesus a big hand? I'm not going to preach this morning. I want you to please come tonight. I know that some will be scared. It's backseat there for you. And those will be on fire. You'll be here and you'll invite people. Okay. And do not sit here like a stopstraat polopako wintersnacht. Okay. Don't. No. When he comes in, celebrate. You celebrate a prophet. Okay. When he comes in, when Pastor Mark comes in, that's things that, you know, that the church must celebrate, must rejoice. Don't care. Don't think worshiping man. You're not a worshiping man. If I get on my knees in front of him, you know, I was accused. Somebody said, Leon makes people get on his knees in front of him. Have you ever seen me make somebody get on his knees in front of me? What nonsense is that? But they'll go out there, all the work group talking that nonsense. Okay? Never. But I do it to certain men of God because I worship the God in them. It's biblical from Genesis onwards. Okay? It's a show of honor. It's a show of respect. And that's how I will honor him when I will call him up. And I want to ask you to honor him and respect him in your heart. But when we walk, when he comes in, or when he comes, when he puts his foot on you, whether it's in here to there or from out there, you just celebrate. And you celebrate God that a prophet to that measure, the top in the world. Forget Brian Kahn. I sat with Brian Kahn here. Are you guys with me? Come. A great guy. Come. Some of you know, some of you don't know. Okay. Forget that. This man corrects Brian Kahn. Okay. No, Brian Kahn's he's a prophet. He's a great man. I'm trying to explain measures to you. They are measures. Because some of you look at me like, I don't know. Like, you know, please do not come tonight if you have that look. Okay. You're doing me no favor. So, I would be in the room when some of the highest prophets fell, and he would phone them, and he would go off on them or help them or try to help, and he would speak to them. And this is like people like, if I tell you the name, if I tell you some names, you'd be like, If I tell you what ministers get up to at night, I will not tell him, because you think I get up to that. I'm not full of that. I'm not full of nonsense. That's why I have people living with me. Okay. If I tell you what men of God that you watch on TBN ask for honorariums, not money. Okay. So I would be in the room while he talks to these men of God. I would be in the room while somebody would come who owns how many properties? It was 700 and something properties just in the one country. And then, I mean, the man is, he doesn't know what to do, you know. And that man will come and sit on his knees in front of him and say, please advise me what to do. And he will say, and the kings will be there, and he says, do this, do that. This is what you're going to experience tonight is what they've experienced in the book of Kings with Elijah. Okay? For me, it is an incredible price to get him out here, because I get killed by everybody out there. I promise you. Because where there's a prophet, but you know what? My father approves of him. And that should speak to you a lot. And yeah, you will see. So I hope that you guys, how many of you will be here tonight? Let me just see you. Okay. So at least we'll have you here. Now, there might be like 300 others coming. There might be 50 others coming. I have absolutely no idea. Just get seats. Okay. This man, like I said, if you understand the moves of God in Africa, give me 2 minutes. I mean, if you understand the moves of God in Africa, there was a man called by the name of Benson Idahoza. Who knows him? Okay, just my guys. Okay. And the black lady, she'll know him. And the other okay. But Benson Idahoza. Benson Idahoza, his first miracle when he was 16 years old, he raised the dead. That was his first miracle. He drove in his bicycle and he went and raised the dead. Then from there, there was another man by the name of David Oyedepo, who now they were building a 12 million seater. And the government had to turn it down. For them to get people to the altar, they built trains to get the people to the altar. Okay? He prophesies to these men. Okay? So, David Oyedepo's ministry started. He was in a crowd, and Ben Snyderhoza was walking to a church and just looked at him in the eyes. And he looked at him in the eyes, and impartation took place, and he built that massive church that is right now. That's it. From there, there's a man by the name of Archbishop Nicholas Duncan Williams, who opened up the inaugural prayer for Donald Trump in the United States right now. He's, and they, out of there comes Prophet Angel. And these men, you know, they sit under his, when it comes to the prophetic, they sit under him. So, you will not get anything better than tonight, okay? And it's only at ECC. Go mull on Facebook. The others can sit outside. I don't care. There won't be no sound even outside. We'll have an overflow room downstairs, but you sit in front. And we're going to try to keep space for ECC people. We'll try our best, okay? But please come to the front. So he ministers like me, and he walks down, but there's going to be a lot of energy and power, but I need you to respond, okay? Just respond to him. Just being here, even if you don't get a word, prophesies very little. He's big eyes, small mouth, meaning that he'll just say to you, this is your business, this will happen there, do this, and that's it. And you'll be like, you know, but he's that's how he is. But, you know, just by being here, your life will be changed. So that he can initiate our move going into the new building. Amen. Can you all stand to your feet? Let's close. Father, I pray for every person. I pray that their finances will be blessed. That their finances, even as it touches this ground, as it touches this altar, that these finances will be made holy, will be sanctified in Jesus' mighty name. That the Spirit of God will be upon their finances. That you'll call them a people that is blessed. That the people and even the enemies will be jealous of the blessing and the prosperity upon their lives. I command it, I decree it, I declare it to be so. In Jesus' name, amen.